Joining us now is our political observer, Alan Chartok. Happy Friday morning, Alan.
And to you, it's the end of the week. Fridays keep rolling around. As long as they do, I think we're all in great shape.
I agree. Well, starting off, former House Speaker John Boehner's had some comments yesterday about Republican presidential candidate and Senator Ted Cruz, calling him, quote, Lucifer in the flesh and saying he is miserable to work with. Your thoughts on that?
Well, we've always known, haven't we, that they don't like him. And so each of them has had to make a decision who they want left, Cruz or Trump. Now, the interesting thing about Cruz is they really do seem to detest him. The New York Times has done a masterful job of talking to all of them, or many of them, about what they think. And they each have something to say, running from a college roommate in the beginning, that this guy, Cruz, has a detestable, according to them now, a detestable, you know, persona. And character. And so I've always thought the interesting thing about all of this is that Cruz is desperately trying to make it an open convention, something that looks more and more like he can't do. He's got Carly Fiorina now at the last minute, and she's in an attempt to get, I suspect, the women's vote as a vice presidential candidate, something that's highly unorthodox but has been done in the past. But I think his premise is essentially wrong. I mean, my sense of it is if it's an open convention, it'll be open all right, but they're not going to give it to him. They'll give it to somebody who they think is more moderate and who they like more. And the chances are that it'll be somebody like Paul Ryan or somebody who is more centrist. So what we're going to see now is more and more people not only saying that they don't want Trump, but on the other hand, they're also going to be saying we sure don't want Cruz, who is in their minds a detestable individual.
And also, Alan, a group of protesters gathered outside an amphitheater in California yesterday as Donald Trump was campaigning there. More than 15 people were arrested, a police car smashed, just the latest example. But is this one of the most polarizing presidential races you can recall?
Well, no, actually, I was in Miami for the Great Republican Convention when they were using tear gas, and it was pretty hokey. And I can tell you, people were passionate then, too. We were talking about Vietnam and everything else that was going on. And Nixon, of course, was a candidate, and he was polarizing then at that moment. Now, there will always be a fringe element. So when you say a couple of hundred people were protesting, that's not exactly the end of the world. But it does raise certain questions about whether or not candidates will be allowed to speak once things get really polarized. Now, look, I'm a little bit Donald Trump fan. On the other hand, what you can do to Donald Trump, you can do to everybody else. And once it works, and you can say, we have the power not to let them talk or not to let them gather, it can get scary. As long as it's outside, I suppose, but when it gets inside, I got real concerns about the right to speak. And that is something I think that is mirrored among many people in the American population.
And sticking with presidential politics, Alan, Massachusetts Republicans are choosing delegates tomorrow for the national convention in July. Now, they will really play a role if it's an open convention. Donald Trump has raised issues with the nominating process, as has Bernie Sanders on the Democratic side. Do you think there needs to be any sort of changes?
Well, I do. I mean, I think it would be great if it could be worked out in a fairer way, in which, for example, it could be a national primary, or there would be one set of rules for every state, because some of these rules are really quite in need of revision. There do have to be discussions about things like superdelegates. Now, you know, I think that the superdelegates were, in fact, themselves a reform, because some of the top elected officials, including Teddy Kennedy and others, had been excluded in the McGovern time from elections. So the idea was, hey, we elected Teddy Kennedy in Massachusetts, or we elect somebody else, and therefore their wisdom should be involved in the deliberations. Now, the Bernieites have been yelling that this is really not fair, and that this is outside the ability of people to choose their candidates in a nominating primary.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, thanks for your time this morning, Alan.
And thank you, and thanks for getting up. I really appreciate it very much.